Hi, and welcome to the Pink Velvet Couch, where we talk about women's reproductive health, women's wombs, women's lives. I'm so happy today to welcome a wonderful conversation regarding tracking your menstrual cycles and aligning with the different energies of her cycle with menstrual cycle educator Shoshana Sadia. I hope you enjoy this conversation just as much as I did.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. I am so inspired by your work, and I'm really happy to kind of hear you speak and dive in deeper so you can share your magic with us.
Thank you for having me. Really happy to be a part of this co-creation today, where we can hopefully shed some light on, you know, some stigmas and taboos around menstrual cycles and womb-bearing people, and yeah, hopefully give some education that people didn't get in school.
Yes, absolutely. That's such a good point. I feel like more and more education is getting cut in terms of like anything related to the reproductive system. So yes, I think this will be so useful. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about the work that you do and how you got started, or anything that you're inspired to share?
Yeah, with us. Yeah, so I work as a menstrual cycle coach and educator, and also as a women's empowerment mentor. Essentially I offer group programs, workshops, and one-to-ones based on empowering women, and also just lifting the stigma and taboo around things such as our menstruation, around our pleasure and sexuality. I work a lot with the wisdom of the womb from a holistic perspective. Really my journey started from the ending of a very tumultuous, emotionally abusive relationship, which didn't start off that way. But when that relationship ended, and it was a long relationship, and I found out about a lot of betrayal and infidelity, especially around sexuality, I felt this sense of heaviness in my womb, and I didn't have the words, and I didn't have the language or even the understanding, but I knew that there was more. I knew I felt blocked. I knew I didn't feel like I had a libido. I knew that my menstruation was off. I knew that there was more of me to be unlayered, but I didn't know what that was exactly. And that's really where my journey started, because after finding out about this infidelity, there was just such a sense of like betrayal in my womb space. And so I dove into, by default, like clearing the womb, healing the womb, attending women's circles, reading about the womb, doing womb meditations. And I just, because I was looking for it, I was finding it, right? And so I was finding the right people, I was going to the right meditations. And after doing womb work, because, you know, the menstrual cycle happens within womb people, I then got into the wisdom of the womb and womb clearing, womb healing, and womb activation. And then after that, I went to study like a spiritual life coaching, which is called consciousness coaching. My speciality there is really for like helping women with who are really layered with conditioning of who they think they should be because of society, who they think they should be because of their culture, their religion, their upbringing, and really unraveling those layers of patriarchy. So, you know, it's a very long unraveling, and there's a bit of a rabbit hole, but I help women like really with dispelling and like seeing where they are really like operating from internal patriarchy. They're not really knowing that they're operating this way, but we all have blind spots, and we we all grow up in a society where we are told that we constantly have to be doing. Our worth is very much related by how much success we have. Our success is very much related to how much we achieve. And so this whole self-worth is very much tied into, like, what have you done with your life? Where is your career? What are you doing? Like, how far have you got? How busy are you in your day? How much have you ticked off your to-do list? And so, there's a lot of helping women balance. It's not about getting rid of anything, and it's not about one thing being wrong and another thing being right. It's just my perspective from my own experience and from women I've worked with is that we very much lie in a dominated part of very much dominated by this doing, this busyness. And we don't really value, or we are told that there's no value in rest, rejuvenation, and that very detrimental reflection that we need as cyclical people. And so, yeah, in a nutshell, that's the kind of things that I do. That's the kind of things that I talk about. That is what I'm passionate about. That's what I teach about. And that's what I have worked on and continue to work on in myself. We're never 100% there. It's always a constant work, but that's okay because I don't need to be perfect. I just need to recognize when I'm out of balance. So, yeah.
Wow. I feel like it's so powerful. Everything that you're saying, I agree so much that we are just not taught that there's power in rest. And we are in a system where we're doing as women, as people, as mothers, to a lot of my audience are mothers. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering if you could speak to a little bit more of the power of this rest, especially as a cyclical woman who's menstruating, mm-hmm. and the phases that need this rest to be supported, to be aligned and kind of the best version of her hormones and her body.
Yeah. So for people who have a menstrual cycle, and even for people who have previously had a menstrual cycle because perhaps they're menopausal now, we go through two main phases. We go through a yin phase, which is more of a downtime, and we go through a yang phase, which is more of an active. And so for cyclical people, when we go through the menstrual cycle, we have four phases. And those four phases are very much governed by three dominant sex hormones, which are estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And those three hormones dance and ebb and flow at different parts of our cycle. And those hormones very much govern things such as our brain chemistry, things such as our energy levels, things such as our mood, things such as our libido, our sexual desire, our sensual desire, our emotions, even going as far as whether our left brain or right brain is activated. And so, as you can see, it's not as simple as let's operate at the same way, at the same, with the same, what's the word? At the same level, mm-hmm. every day. You know, we can't hit, we're expected in a regular 9-to-5 job to hit KPIs and to hit those same KPIs, you know, day in, day out, or to exceed them. And that's an expectation. But that expectation doesn't take into consideration that a cyclical person's body isn't primed always for hitting KPIs. It might be if we're ovulating and if we're emerging. So once we have finished bleeding, we go through this emerging, a spring, the inner spring starts, and we go into something called the follicular phase. What's happening is our estrogen is rising, testosterone is starting to rise. And so with that comes a emergence of energy, just like spring. And so if we're looking at it from that perspective, where we are going from yin, our downtime, and we're moving into a yang state, a more active or a more energetic or outward focus, productive, then we can see that, yes, during our yang time, which is our follicular and our ovulation, so that's roughly from day, and this is very much approximately because every bleeding person's different, but approximately from day 14, day 7, all the way to like day 21. So 7 to 14, we're in follicular. 14 to 21, we're somewhere. We're not ovulating for every day. We only ovulate for one day, but we're in the energy of ovulation. So during that time, generally, we can smash goals like it's no one's business. That is the time that is socially acceptable. But then the problem is that the luteal phase and the menstrual phase, which is the latter half of the cycle, the yin, which we can see like we can imagine that as autumn and winter, or we can imagine it of the waning of the moon. So the moon is full during ovulation, and we can imagine or visualize that when we move into our luteal phase, also known as our premenstrual phase, and in our menstrual phase, which is when we are actually bleeding, it's like when the moon goes from full moon and it starts to wane, it gets smaller and thinner until it becomes the dark moon and there is no moon in the sky. And so what's happening is, you know, the energy is getting less, the light is getting less. And that is really reflective of what is going on in a cyclical person's body. But it is not socially acceptable for us to be in that way, because workplaces were not built in a way that respects or honors or gives reverence or even really understands a cyclical person's body. They were really designed by men for men. They were designed on the circadian rhythm. 24 hours a day, you're up with the sunshine and you're down when the sky goes dark and the moon rises. But that is not how our body works. Yes, we don't just run on the infraradial rhythm as bleeding women. We do obviously by default work with the circadian rhythm as well, but that is not our main rhythm. We're mainly working with the laws of nature. We are mainly working with the tides. We are mainly working with the lunar rhythms, with the waxing and the waning. So it's unrealistic. It's very, very unrealistic to think that we can perform at the same level every single day when our brain chemistry, our hormones, our energy levels, our emotions, you know, are just not geared to that, you know. It's like saying, you're a lion, but today I want you to be a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know? Yeah. Before I dug into, which for me is still somewhat new, right? I've only been doing this for maybe 6 months to a year, although I've been working with women in terms of reproductive health as a midwife for years and years. But knowing my own cycle started because I was having a terrible luteal phase and I was fighting against it all the time, never really kind of just sitting in it and being like, it's okay if I don't feel like doing all these things, it's okay if I don't feel as productive. And the moment that someone told me, like, the season that's associated with the luteal phase is fall, the autumn, which is my favorite season, it's like everything just changed. I was like, oh, in the autumn, I like to take long walks. I like to just sit and read a book and be cozy. And as soon as I kind of integrated that in my cycle, something changed and it began to change my life, basically. So
yeah,
I can absolutely. It's magic. And I'm wondering, like, someone who is just getting started, like, where do they start? How can they start in general, or how can they work with you to? Yeah, I have often people reaching out and they're like, I don't even know how to track my cycle. Like, where do I begin? I just feel like things are off.
Yeah, well, look, for me, the best starting point is to start is cyclical tracking. And there's two main ways of doing this. You can use a digital app, and there is so many digital apps. Even if you type into Google menstrual cycle app, or even something like menstrual cycle app with the four phases or the archetypes, it prompts you. The app's there to tell you what to do and when to do it. So, you know, you can have notifications and it will go, how are you feeling today? How are you feeling emotionally? How are you feeling physically? And it can even prompt you, like it can have a tick box on certain apps. So it will say headache, bloatedness, loose stools, acne, and so you don't even really need to think about like what is going on. The prompts are there for you and you just need to highlight them. And then it will give you like a breakdown that once you've been doing it for a certain amount of time, you then start to be able to see from that bigger picture patterns that are emerging, and not just physical patterns, but emotional patterns, psychological patterns. You get to see a bit of a gateway into your psyche and what days they are happening. You can go, oh, on day 21, I realized that I'm really irritable every single month. Or day 21 and day 22, I notice I'm always snapping at my partner or whatever it may be, right? And so those apps for a beginner can be a very, very good starting point because they are already feeding you with the information you need. And really all you have to do is put your notifications on and tick the boxes or highlight the information. The second option is to manually put it in a diary. So you can either buy a menstrual cycle diary, in which they have plenty of options, both on Etsy and also on eBay, or also just if you type into Google, I'm sure there are plenty more, which again, they have prompts there. And that's like, if you're more of a pen and paper, you prefer to sit down, have a ritual and like, you know, actually put them in by hand, then that might be your best way of doing it. You've got to find what works for you, what's sustainable for you, and what you actually enjoy doing. And if you don't want to go down that route, you can actually just get like a normal diary, a normal journal, and put in your own symptoms, but you have to remember to do it that way. So it wouldn't be a specific menstrual cycle diary that has like, you know, gives you the prompts, but you would be putting them in. So they're the three kind of different avenues you can go down. That would be my first step. Then you'll start to see the patterns that emerge. The second thing that I would recommend, and you can do this for free, and I do offer a lot of this, but I'm just going to give some things that people can do for free that are easy as well. So you can literally just go onto Google and type in, what are the four phases of your cycle? And with that, you can find out what the four different phases are, and they are what we were talking about, the menstrual phase, the follicular phase, the ovulatory phase, and the luteal phase. And with that, it will give you like a synopsis of what the challenges potentially that might arise, but also what your gifts, your superpowers, your medicines are, and how you can really use that phase to your advantage, and how you can potentially schedule your life, your business, your calendar, your movement, your nutrition, because you can actually create a whole cyclical, holistic lifestyle based on your cycle if you desire. Now, this might be too much for some people, and some people might just want to start very basic. If you want to start very basic, I would just recommend only to track your cycle with an app or with a physical calendar, and then get to know those four phases. Because once you get to know those four phases and you have the education, the awareness, the understanding, you've got cyclical awareness, you have so much more self-compassion. Because as you were saying before, you go, oh, okay, it's day 23. I'm premenstrual. This is my luteal phase. My luteal phase is like autumn. Now, what happens at autumn? Oh, yeah, okay. So the leaves are falling down from the sky, from the trees, sorry, and they are decaying. Okay. And so what does that mean for me? What's the metaphor here? Well, the metaphor is that what can I let fall away? what is coming up for me, and where can I make more space? This is a time for introspection. This is a time where we're starting to hibernate. If you look at the animal kingdom, they start to hibernate. They start to gather their goods as well, like, you know, ready for winter, right? So they start to stash their food. And so we can look at what's arising in our life. Are we triggered? Can we stop? Can we journal on those triggers? Can we self-inquire? And really, like, when things come up for you, premenstrual phase, and generally this is when women have the most triggers and the most, like, emotional kind of stuff come up, it's because they are not listening to parts of themselves. So your luteal phase is a phase where really anything that hasn't been dealt with, and this could be something that hasn't been dealt with from the past, like it could be something from years ago, or it could even be something that's just not being dealt with in a more current state, like from a month ago, from your last cycle, from a week ago. It could be somewhere where you're not upholding your own boundaries. Your autumn phase is very much based on boundaries and integrity. And so It's very much like, where am I out of alignment with myself? Where am I out of integrity? Where am I not speaking my truth? Where am I saying yes, but I actually want to say no, but I'm just saying yes to keep the peace. I'm just saying yes because I feel like I should, in inverted commas. Where am I stretching myself too thin and saying yes to all these events and all these people because I don't have the courage to say no? But then what's happening is I'm getting irritable and I'm snapping at the people around me because I'm spreading myself way too thin and I'm not actually listening to my inner needs. And so once you have this awareness of the four phases, the inner seasons, the outer seasons, your hormones, then you've got all this empowerment. You're no longer going against yourself. You're no longer swinging around on a carousel thinking life is happening to me. You know that life is happening for you, and you have the tools, you have the resources, and more importantly, you have the self-compassion to stop and go, I understand, and I'm going to be gentle with myself.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. I feel like I will definitely be re-inviting you on the podcast because we are just dipping into this subject, and there's so much more that we could talk about in terms of how to, for example, align our nutrition to this or digging in phases. And I'm wondering, before we wrap up, if you can just tell us where we can find you to know more about what you do, if anyone wants to follow you or dig into your work. And thank you for your generosity and your time today. It's been so amazing and such a treat for me too.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you for having me. You know, this is a co-creation, and as much as you know, you're learning from me, I'm also learning from you. And you know, I learn from speaking as well. So the more that you gauge, you ask questions that maybe I wouldn't ask, I realize that I'm learning. So this is never like, you know, I never see things as like a leadership position. For me, it's always like, how is this a melting pot for everybody to have their voice and learn new things? So, so if people want to work with me more, I have actually a couple of things coming up. I have a course coming up called Love Your Cycle. We will be doing that in early December, and early bird will be open for that from, I believe, the 19th of November, if you want to get the early bird. So that is a 5 to 6 week course with a 2-hour live mastermind. So every week you get a module, and each week is an education on a new phase. And each week we go into the menstrual cycle as it relates to your hormones, as it relates to your nutrition, as it relates to your herbal allies, as it relates to your libido and sexuality, as it relates to your exercise, your fitness, your food, the whole gamut. So I really created this as a full menstrual cycle, holistic lifestyle guide to align all parts of your life with your cycle in a way that is sustainable for you. And there's recipe books, and there's a menstrual calendar, there's a tracker, there's loads of meditations, there's videos, practices, blah, blah, blah. So if that's what you want, that's the real deal. And that is very comprehensive. Otherwise, I offer one-to-one mentorship on many different areas, one of them being menstrual cycle awareness and education. And I do heaps of both free and pay, like low-cost webinars and workshops online. So yeah, you can find all of my things either on my Instagram in the link tree, like in the link, which is Shoshana _Sadia. And I'm sure you can just put this in the notes for the spelling.
Mm-hmm, absolutely, I will.
And then otherwise, just head to my website, which is shoshanasadia.com. And all my services are on there. But essentially, I specialize in one-to-one mentoring, group programs, and workshops.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Emmanuel. It has been wonderful. And yeah, I'd love to come back and maybe we can speak on, you know, specifically nutrition next time, or specifically just premenstrual next time, mm-hmm. or something like that. We'll get deeper.
Absolutely.
Awesome.